Why? The First Minister, Peter Robinson, says the Secretary of State, Theresa Villiers, has broken her word over the appointment of a parades panel to try to break the deadlock over a contentious Orange Order march along part of the Crumlin Road. The Orange Order is to meet with unionist parties tomorrow to discuss the situation, and they aren't making any public comment ahead of that meeting. Well, let's get some opinion now from unionist commentator Alex Cain and political blogger Alan Mabin. Evening, both of you.
Hello. Evening, Tara.
Alan, come to you first of all. Why is this becoming an issue now, since we've known since before Christmas that the panel isn't happening?
Well, I think we've known for a very long time that people were reluctant to be part of the panel, which may be the main problem in actually having the panel in the first place. We've also got the problem of whether or not there was going to be unionist negotiation on parading during the talks at Stormont House, and the promise that there wasn't. And then we have the kind of the split within unionism at the moment, which has really, I think, become the story as to what are the TUV and UKIP and the PUP, what are they going to do with the DUP and the UUP, who are still kind of holding on to the fact that they didn't negotiate on parading and so on. So we've kind of got ourselves into kind of two or three different things that have all made one big mess.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Cain, a big difference from the unionist unity that we had back in July.
Well, I'm not sure it is, Tara, because one of the reasons that this group to deal with North Belfast was called the Unionist Combine was because they'd already had, you know, huge problems inside the Unionist Forum with the PUP, UKIP, and TUV unhappy with the progress being made there. So they deliberately set up this other vehicle to say, look, it isn't the unionist forum, but let's all try and sort something out. And again, the same fault lines, the same difficulties, the same inter-party tensions raised their head. And I think what we find in this particular case is that the TUV and UKIP in particular believed that the UUP and DUP were in a form of negotiation. And they would even argue, I think, that the creation of this new commission on parading, which has been set out in the Stormont House agreement with the UUP and DUP, have given some sort of support to Jim Allister and David McNairy, and Bradley Hutchison as well, I think, would argue that, well, that's pushing the parade, the whole parade thing, into another commission, into another panel. And that was not supposed to happen. The deal with the original Unionist Combine is that none of the Unionist parties would get involved in anything until the North Belfast situation was sorted.
So is your analysis, Alex, that the DUP and the UUP have gone back on their word?
Well, the DUP and UUP would argue that they didn't negotiate. I think Geoffrey Donaldson said on either the Nolan Show or Good Morning Ulster just before Christmas, he said, yes, we had said that the issues of parading needed to be sorted, but we didn't negotiate it. But for the TUV, and I think the thing to bear in mind here, Tara, is, of course, that we're a few months away from an election in which UKIP and the TUV and PUP all have particular interests. They may think it does them no harm to be have some distance between themselves and the DUP in particular. But it's also worth bearing in mind, I was told to a number of people who were at the UUP executive meeting on Saturday, that some of the UUP executive are a little bit annoyed about this as well. They don't like this new parading commission. They weren't consulted about it. I think bear in mind, Mike Nesbitt was very upbeat. He said, let's give this a fair wind on the 23rd of December. And yet on Saturday, as we saw with the Haas thing, he was forced to pull back because his own executive are not happy.
I mean, it's interesting, Alan, isn't it? Peter Robinson came out fighting today and saying that he's showing leadership. But if he's going to be, again, looking over his shoulder, as he was a little bit in the run-up to the May elections, according to some analysis, how is this going to pan out over the next 4 months as we approach a general election?
Well, there's a very deep and dark rabbit hole that the DUP and the UUP are heading down. And if they want to be transformative, if they want to do something different, if they want to show leadership, then they need to find a more positive and progressive way of dealing with the problem. In some ways, what Ian Ellis from the Church of Ireland had suggested last week, in terms of having a kind of a voluntary kind of church parading forum to kind of help with some of that mediation, if that could be set up, and if it could be set up in such a way with people who weren't actually members of the Loyal Orders and were reasonably independent and could do a bit of mediation, maybe that would give a bit of a temporary respite while we wait for the 18-month report from the Commission on Flags, Identity, Culture and Tradition, which somehow includes parading as well.
It's a difficult period though, isn't it, because you have the election in the run-up to the 12th of July again. So, I mean, is it possible for the DUP and the UUP, who now look as if they're wavering a bit, but is it possible for the DUP to go and do something different whenever the PUP, UKIP and TUV are all in the background and sniping quite publicly?
Well, I think they've got to try something. They've got to try something novel that they haven't, that hasn't failed before. We've had Paddy Ashdown's parading commission, which is shelved and didn't go through, nearly went through, but didn't. We had what looked like an agreement at Haas, which then fell apart at the last minute on parading, and now we have this. So I think they've got to kind of keep going through the list of things that haven't not worked before and try them. Otherwise, as the public, I think we kind of demand that, you know, something positive is tried. You know, we can't just let the thing fester.
I mean, Alex Kane, are we doomed really? Because we weren't getting anywhere with parades with the combined unionist situation, and we're even less likely to get it now, surely, that there's this division and this split.
Well, one of my New Year's resolutions was not to use the word doomed anymore. So,
see, I've broken it for you, and it's only the 5th of January.
We are doomed, honestly. Yeah, yeah. It's going nowhere, because what you have here is the extraordinary thing. It seems that Martin McGuinness appears to have been told by the Secretary of State that the North Belfast parading panel wasn't going to happen, which came as a huge embarrassment. I mean, Mike Nesbitt, I think, released a statement about an hour ago, and Peter Robinson seems to be confirming it. They hadn't been told in advance, which makes them look particularly stupid to the TUV and David McNary. He'll say, hang on, guys, you weren't even told about this by the Secretary of State. And it's interesting, on the 23rd of December, the DUP did issue a statement. You know, when it first got wind of this, it was quite angry, and it said, if this isn't resolved to our satisfaction, there's a form of words like that, but that's more or less what it was, it will slow down progress on this whole issue. But it wasn't entirely clear, Tara, whether they meant just on the North Belfast thing or whether they meant in this whole commission thing and about maybe the wider Stormont House agreement as well. Because going back to what I said earlier about the UUP executive, a lot of anger in there as well about whether, I mean, it ended up with Mike Nesbitt having to say it isn't in fact an agreement at all. It's just like it's a deal, it's a head of agreement thing. And also today and over the weekend, it was clear there was some angst inside the DUP about whether they had signed up to this or if they were going to have a meeting in the next few days, what they were signing up to. Because they too, I mean, North Belfast is important for them. They've Nigel Dodds there, they have a couple of seats they need to protect. And it just looks like, you know, they found themselves again, oddly enough for the DUP, on the Liberal side of unionism, with the TUV and UKIP with 100,000 votes between them, you know, really breathing down their neck and up in the ante. So it's going to be very difficult for Peter Robinson and for Nesbitt to do anything which makes it, I don't think they can do anything which makes them look strong. The Secretary of State seems to have backed away from them completely. And I think, you know, we're looking at another one of these, as Alan sort of touched upon a few minutes ago, another one of these strange inter-unionist fights over what in fact should be a wider issue.
And Alan, just a final point from you. I mean, how do you think Theresa Villiers has handled this? It's been a bit of a catastrophe in terms of the communication.
It was launched with a great fanfare with the terms of reference and no names of who was in the panel. And there's absolutely no statement on the NIO website to say that it has gone away, that it hasn't collapsed, it's been cancelled. And it does lead you with the question, has it actually been cancelled? I think she has spoken on the matter, so
yes,
it may have gone.
And they did, in fairness, they did issue a statement to us saying that they were still are looking for some sort of proposal that can break the deadlock over the parade.
But if we have OFM-DFM with their T-Buck strategy, we need something that emphasises respect and tolerance and heads us towards that kind of building united communities. That's what we would expect our local politicians to be delivering.
OK, well, plenty for you to blog and Alex to write about as that continues. But thanks very much indeed for joining us this evening.